Let us pray. Dear Lord, we have awakened to find that you were already in the process of blessing us. And then, oh God, our consciousness collided with the reality. And we became aware that you already had an agenda for us, and you've given us the wherewithal to satisfy your will today. And so, dear Master, we thank you for every single blessing, small and large, O God. Those that are obvious as well as those that are obscure, that you have again, O God, given to us so that we can see this day, experience it, Father, and satisfy your will. And we thank you, O God. It's clear to us that you have had us on your mind. And in some of us, oh God, never really come to grips with that. We just wake up and start moving around. We don't think about you. We don't think on you. But we just go throughout the day without being critically and crystally clear of you, our Creator, and all that you've done to bring us to where we are. So, dear Master, we begin by repenting, by saying that we're sorry, and asking that you would help us continue life in a way that would bring glory to you. And dear God, I'm thankful to for this privilege to pray with and for this person. And whatever time this prayer catches up to them, I pray, Father, that it finds them well and with an increasing amount of peace. Help them to know, Father, that no matter what this day holds, that you will be there and that you will see them through, and that they will have but another testimony of how you're able to keep. Lord, I pray for this person. I pray for their families. I pray, Father, for whomever they are connected to, that they will be blessed. Specifically in the fashion and the form, Father, that their circumstance and situation requires. Lord, we thank you in advance. We rebuke sickness in any form. We rebuke the devil and any of his demonic helpers in the name of Jesus. Dear Master, we look to you no matter what news we hear today, no matter what is going on around us today. We look to you. And we thank you, O God, for betterment, that whatever state we are in, we will get better. By faith, we'll get better. Our circumstances will get better. Our realities will get better. Thank you for it now, O God. Thank you that what the devil meant, you have a bigger meant. While he means it for our bad, you mean it for our good, and we praise you for it, oh God. Just thank you. We pray that you'd bless today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day today, and know that God is with you. And this is the reality if you are saved. If you are not saved, you don't have the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, which puts you in a very precarious position, because if you die, your eternity starts and you are not in a place of comfort and peace. You're in hell. But you can change your eternal reality by a decision that you can make right now, and that is that you can decide to make Jesus your choice. And you can do that by acknowledging that you need him, believing he is a son of God, and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then all you have to do is to confess, bring your mouth into alignment with your heart, and confess Jesus as Lord. And the Bible says you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you. And before we allow this meditative moment to fade into inactive use and oblivion, would you be so kind to think of who may need it and send it to them, be a blessing to them. It may tremendously help them. This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you. Take care and bye-bye.